1,265. Steerage, 36,423. Horses, 850. Cattle, 13,337. Sheep, none. Pigs, 79. 1950, saloon, 41,450. Steerage, 36,300. Horses, 806. Cattle, 9,444. Sheep, none. Pigs, 1,578. 1951, saloon, 34,390. Steerage, 32,274. Horses, 1,895. Cattle, 8,001. Sheep, none. Pigs, 17. 1952, saloon, 40,220. Steerage, 37,134. Horses, 2,920. Cattle, 9,032. Sheep, none. Pigs, 1. 1953, saloon, 40,513. Steerage, 36,240. Horses, 1,263. Cattle, 9,436. Sheep, none. Pigs, 5. 1954, saloon, 40,702. Steerage, 35,024. Horses, 206. Cattle, 26,444. Sheep, 305. Pigs, none. 1955, saloon, 38,748. Steerage, 37,186. Horses, 177. Cattle, 28,753. Sheep, none. Pigs, 570.
Okay. 1956. An Irishman walks into a taxidermist, all right? An Irishman gets his head stuck in a turkey, okay?
An Irishman walks into a taxidermist,
all right? An Irishman gets his head stuck in a turkey.
There's an Irishman, a Scot, then a Pole, and a Dutch. An Irishman is having a pint with the Pope. Right? An Irishman is having a pint with the Pope, alright? An Irishman is having a pint with the Pope, alright? There's this Paddy, right? And he's having a pint with God. There's this Paddy, alright? And he's having a pint with Darth Vader. Shane McGowan is having a pint with Mike Baldwin. Shane McGowan is having a pint with the Queen Mother. Shane McGowan is having a pint with the Queen Mother. An Irishman is having a pint with the Pope, all right? An Irishman is having a pint with the Pope, all right?
Daughters? Residing Stratford, residing Bristol. Mary? Daughters. Age 51? Daughters. Teacher? Mary. Age 51? Age 49, residing Stratford. Residing Stratford. Housewife. Married. Radio presenter. Residing Bristol. Housewife. Age 57. Residing Stratford. Jean. Age 51, radio presenter, residing Dublin, residing Stratford. Age 51, radio presenter. Parents, residing Stratford, radio presenter. Married, residing Bristol. Residing Stratford. Age 57. Age 74. Married. Residing Bristol. Deirdre. 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 Residing Stratford. Beautician. Age 51. Age 57. Betty. Parents. Married. Betty. Betty. Residing Dublin. Married. Age 81. Lane, Jeremiah, Lane, age 74, retired grocer, parents, age 81, age 74, Jeremiah, age 74, residing Leeds. Retired grocer, residing Stratford, age 57, married, age 81, Betty, residing Stratford, residing Leeds, age 57, married, Betty, 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 housewife, Betty, age 74,
housewife, age 74, Betty,
residing Lean,
age 74.
Three Irishmen found dead in flats. They were dead. One of them was dead 6 months, 8 months, and roughly 9 months. Especially Irish men who what they classed on the road. It meant they were working in London today, Birmingham tomorrow, Manchester the day later. They had no ties. They never got into relationships. And they ended up, when their working days were over, in old dirty rooms, having sent a great deal of money back to Ireland. That's why you have a Celtic Tigers today. These filthy, cold, miserable rooms. And somebody would come and say to you, so-and-so, and it was found dead, and it appeared in the local rag. That there was nobody there to give them wet their lips when they were dying, or maybe listen to their last words. Big glory of making money and being able to return and build this big house and be there. Even in their latter years, I know I was talking to a gentleman downstairs today who is, I would think, 75 to 80. And he said, oh, well, I'd like to build a house at home.
Thank you. The ship's policeman. Everything that happened, you were called. Having robberies, knives, rapes, everyone had rapes, even people trying to commit suicide. I saved two suicides that were actually hanging over the side, and I talked them out of it, you know. And it's all that sort. It's then the duty free came in, which made it worse again because they got the cheap three. Brought her own sandwiches in the second class on the Innisfallon. That's the 1948 Innisfallon. There was one little hatch for the bar. It was half the size of the, you know, about, say, 5 feet by five, something like that, a bar. And on the opposite side was a tea bar, which only sold sandwiches. And that closed at 11 o'clock at night. After that, nothing. They used to come to us looking for bits of bread. You know, no, you say that and left after you're different. People who were so hungry, you know. It's hard to visualize today because when I tell my children, they'll only laugh. You know, they don't believe me. No, it was real. Because it was so real, we took no notes of it. You know, if you did take notes of it, you wouldn't be on the job at all. You just have to. The girl would be about 16, 17, 18, and the mother would be with her, you know. You'd know they weren't going. You'd see them coming back in a week's time. So, you know, we'd be even say to each other, look, there's another one, you know. Which they went away in the hundreds.
Yeah.
I mean, people wouldn't write, well, everybody knew about it, but it wasn't written about.
I know, yeah.
There was no statistics about it. Girls going away for abortions,
sure.
Except the hospitals in England knew all about it, but the people in Ireland knew nothing about it. Night after night, came along with our big cases. They'd all had cases with them, big leather cases. People up on deck couldn't get seats below. Had to sit up all night with coats over their head. Huddled, like, looking, they couldn't even get a cup of tea. And they couldn't get down the stairs because the stairs were full with people sitting on it. You know, you'd have to maybe jump over three or four bodies to get it two or three steps. And when you got down, there was nothing there anyway. So the best place, they took their little corner on deck or below or wherever it was and stayed there. In the morning, then you'd see them soaking wet. You know, most of the men that time had caps on them, they'd have their cap pulled down. You'd see the sadness in their faces. It was, it's hard when I look back on it now, but it wasn't hard at the time because I was nearly as bad as them. You wouldn't see much hilarity except they had a few drinks. But on a bad night, people up on deck that couldn't get seats below had to sit up all night with coats over their head, huddled, looking. They couldn't even get a cup of tea. And they couldn't get down the stairs because every the stairs were full with people sitting on it. You know, you'd have to maybe jump over three or four bodies to get it, two or three steps. And when you got down, there was nothing there anyway. So the best place, they took their little corner on deck or below or wherever it was and stayed there. In the morning, then you'd see them soaking wet. You know, most of the men that time had caps on them, they'd have their cap pulled down. You'd see the sadness in their faces. It's hard when I look back at it now, but it wasn't hard at the time because I was nearly as bad as them. You wouldn't see much hilarity except I had a few drinks.
It's a cracker! It's a cracker! Cracker!
Characters of fog signals are as follows. Rosh's point, one blast every 30 seconds. Blast, two. Silence, 28. Total, 30. Ballycotton, four blasts every 90 seconds. Blast, 1.5. Silence, two. Blast, 1.5. Silence 2. Blast 1.5. Silence 2. Blast 1.5. Silence 78. Total 90. Hook head. 2 blasts every 45 seconds. Blast 1.5. Silence 3. Blast 1.5. Silence 39. Total 45. Tusker. 4 blasts every 45 seconds. Blast 1. Silence 2. Blast 1. Silence 2. Blast 1. Silence 2. Blast 1. Silence 35. Total 45. There is also a fog signal on Koningsberg Light Float off Salt Sea Islands. This also sounds at 300 Hz and its character is 3 blasts every 60 seconds. Blast 1.5. Silence 2.5. Blast 1.5. Silence 2.5. Blast 1.5. Silence 50.5. Blast 1.5. Total 60. The aids to navigation within the port of Cork are the responsibility of Cork Harbour Commissioners. There may be some fog signals.
Frustrated all day, and you'd be angry, and you'd have to suffer all this shut up, keep quiet, keep digging. Hard work, bull work, digging at trenches, putting in 33,000 volt cables, pulling that monster off a drum, 20 or 30 of this, you know, backfilling the grammar, tarmac, spitting on your hands and saying, yeah, give me some more. Putting in 33,000 kilos. Angry, and you'd have to suffer 20 or 30 of this. Pulling that monster off and run. Digging its rings. Just shut up, keep quiet, keep digging. Putting in 33,000 kilos. Spit on your hands and say, yeah, give me some more. Angry, and you'd have to suffer all digging its rings. Backfilling it, ramming it off, tarmac it, locking away in. Putting in 33,000 volt cables, pulling that monster off a drum. Angry, and you'd have to suffer. Just shut up, keep quiet, keep digging. Angry, and you'd have to suffer. Yeah, give me some more.
Shamrocks and springtime, Mavourian, and its Killarney shall ring with our mirth. Sure, when we lent ye to beautiful England, little we thought the long winter days, little we thought the hush of the starshine, over the mountains, the bluff and the braes. Then come back to Erin, Mavourian, Mavourian, come back again to the land of thy birth. Come back to Erin, Mavourian, Mavourian, and its Killarney shall ring with our mirth. Shine, see, Mavourin, Mavourin. Long shone the white sail that bore thee away, riding the white waves at fair summer morning, just like a mayflower afloat on the bay. Oh, but my heart sank when clouds came between us, like a grey curtain, the rain falling down. Hid from my sad eyes the path o'er the ocean, far, far away where my colleen had flown. Then come back to Erin, Mavourin, Mavourin. Come back again to the land of thy birth. Come back to Erin, Mavourin, Mavourin, and its Killarney shall ring with our mirth. O may the angels, o waking and sleeping, watch o'er my bird in the land far away, and its five prayers will consign to their keeping, care of my jewel by night and by day. When by the fireside I watch the bright embers, then all my heart flies to England and thee, craving to know if my darling remembers, or if her thoughts may be crossing to me. Then come back to Erin, Mavourin, Mavourin, come back again to the land of thy birth. Come back to Erin, Mavourin, Mavourin, and its Killarney shall ring with our mirth. I am a navigational, and I come from County Cork, and I had to leave my native home to find a job of work. The crops were bad in Ireland, and the tax too much to pay. So here I am in England, digging up the waterway. Here come the navvies, out to earn their pay. We work with barrow, plough and spade to clear the cutaway. When we put the puddle in with sweat, we met the clay, and we scar the face of England for to make the waterway. Once I was a ploughman, and I did a decent job. I worked from dawn till darkness, just to earn me a couple of bob. When the prutties died on us, I couldn't pay me way. So here I am in England, ploughing up the waterway. Here come the navvies, out to earn their pay. We work with barrow, plough and spade to clear the cutaway. When we put the puddle in with sweat, we wet the clay, and we scour the face of England for to make the waterway. The lads who build the waterway, they are a motley crew. When we sweat it all day long, we like a drink or two. The local folk don't take to us, but still I'm proud to say, in years to come, our monument will be the waterway. Here come the navvies, out to earn their pay. We work with barrow, plough and spade to clear the cutaway. And when we put the puddle in with sweat, we wet the clay, and we scar the face of England for to make the waterway.
If you can just visualize in your mind 400 or 500 Irish men standing around in sort of a, not really a crossroads, a junction where about six roads all meet, and they'd be standing up, you know, and roads off in the center. And Morris, you can imagine, my mind at the minute, I may have pulled out from somewhere, is like just a dark winter's morning, and little Morris walking through all these. He wasn't a big man. He had the divine rights of a king, you know what I mean? Like, he hired and fired, and if you didn't work very well, any day you were out, you were never picked up again, that type of thing. So we just cruised through all these 6 foot tall Connemara men and Cork men and Kerry men and Donegal men. And they would approach you and they'd say, do you want a shift? Now you knew you'd save the day. Do you want a shift? That meant you nodded, you walked over, you pointed a van and you got in the back of a van. Now in the back of the van, there wasn't any seats or anything. There would be loads of barrels, shovels, forks, jackhammers and things like that. If you were lucky, on the wheel arts in the back of the van, there might have been a 4x2 board stretched up along the back of the van to the front of it, and you might have had that to sit on. Failing that, you would have had to sit on the barrel. There probably might have even been a diesel drum in there as well. Now, on top of that, there, you might have had possibly 12 men in a van trying to get into that van. Now, there was a saying among ourselves at the time, when the driver took off, he was usually a pretty arrogant, he'd be well got with the firm, would probably be employed on his cars, which meant he wasn't casual, and hated casuals, he hated you because he'd never seen you before, he had that type of stuff, he hated the sight, so he'd take off, he wouldn't speak to you, he wouldn't converse with you, there'd be a gang of men there, he wouldn't do either. He wouldn't speak to you, wouldn't converse with you. You were seen at the time, we were known as horses or skins. We were known as a skin, like Morris Lover would have said at the time. He had been told you want 20 skins in Uxbridge. So he went out, they got 20 skins, and you would have been one of the skins. But among ourselves, we used the term horse. And in the back of the van in the morning, you would say, hello, horse. You know what I mean? And it was a kind of joke among ourselves. But the saying at the time was, if a diesel drum had a fell out, the driver would have stopped to pick up the diesel drum. But if one of us had a fell out, he would have drove on. And these were our own people we're talking about here. Right?
Thank you.
1948, saloon 28,981, steerage 25,028, horses 1,354, cattle 9,892, sheep none, pigs none. 1949, 41,265, steerage 36,423, horses 850. Cattle 13,337, sheep none, pigs 79. 1950, saloon 41,450, steerage 36,300, horses 806. Cattle, 9,444. Sheep, none. Pigs, 1,578. 1951. Saloon, 34,390. Steerage, 32,274. Horses, 1,895. Cattle, 8,001. Sheep, none. Pigs, 17. 1952. Saloon, 40,220. Steerage, 37,134. Horses, 2,920. Cattle, 9,032. Sheep, none. Pigs, 1. 1953. Saloon, 40,513. Steerage, 36,240. Horses, 1,263. Cattle, 9,436. Sheep, none. Pigs, 5. 1954. Saloon, 40,702. Steerage, 35,024. Horses, 206. Cattle, 26,444. Sheep, 305. Pigs, none. 1955. Saloon, 38,748. Steerage, 37,186. Horses, 177. Cattle, 28,753. Sheep, none. Pigs, 570. 1956. Saloon, 41,643. Steerage, 40,309. Horses, 186. Cattle, 21,186. Sheep, 183. Pigs, 95. 1957. Saloon, 41,867. Steerage, 39,364. Horses, 135. Cattle, 34,688. Sheep, 363. Pigs, none. 1958. Saloon, 42,704. Steerage, 38,385. Horses, 69. Cattle, 25,604. Sheep, 222. Pigs, none. 1959. Saloon, 43,192. Steerage, 37,001. Horses, 62. Cattle, 8,882. Sheep, 222. Pigs, 152. 1960. Saloon, 43,222. Steerage, 37,311. Horses, 31. Cattle, 6,019. Sheep, 676. Pigs, 298. 1961. Saloon, 42,560. Steerage, 36,121. Horses, 30. Cattle, 5,836. Sheep, 977. Pigs, 151. 1962. Saloon, 38,028. Steerage, 33,372. Horses, 34. Cattle, 4,760. Sheep, 481. Pigs, 65. 1963. Saloon, 36,900. Steerage, 31,521. Horses, 386. Cattle, 5,719. Sheep, none. Pigs, none. 1964. Saloon, 36,271. Steerage, 30,692. Horses, 726. Cattle, 9,397. Sheep, none. Pigs, none. 1965. 1965. Salute, 39,067. Steerage, 31,001. Horses, 1,055. Cattle, 6,086. Sheep, none. Pigs, none.
Sons.
Sons.
Sons. Miles. Sons. Sons. Miles. Age 41. Age 41. Residing Birmingham.
Residing Birmingham.
Residing Leeds. Sons. Residing Leeds. Sean.
Sean.
Plumber. Sons. Sean. Fiach.
Plumber.
Residing Coventry. Residing Leeds.
Age 43.
Factory worker, plumber,
residing Coventry.
Father,
Sherry.
Publican. Father, age 44.
Halifax,
age 44. Age 45.
Daughter.
Sons. Sons. Sons.
Age 45.
Residing Leeds. Elizabeth.
Father. Age 74.
Age 45. Age 43.
Son.
Residing Leeds.
Son.
Residing.
Age 50.
Residing Halifax.
Birmingham.
Residing. Age 74.
Age 44.
Residing.
Unmarried.
Residing Leeds.
Residing Birmingham.
Father. father. Sons.
Age 50.
Father. Donald.
Residing. Kingston.
Elizabeth. Elizabeth. Age 50.
Age 49.
Unmarried. Married. Jerry. Jerry. Unmarried. Age 44. Age 44. Married. Unmarried. Sean. Fich. Sean. Age 50.
Age
50. King's name. Residing. King's name. Father. Father. Unemployed. Age 49. Daughter. Married. Residing Luton. Con. Age 49. Daughter. Landscape gardener. Daughter. Age 40. Daughter. Residing Camden. Daughter. Residing Camden. Cot. Age 49. Age 47. Married. Cot. Residing. Residing.